Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another episode of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development podcast, teachings, lessons, whatever you want to call it. We got a lot to learn. I did. And I'm just like how you were, ignorant, and I had no knowledge. I've had to study so much that I didn't learn in high school or college, or by my parents, or even on television. I did learn a lot through movies and books, true stories. But I'm still studying. I have questions about everything. And I hope you're the same way. And you want to know answers. And you want truth and light. You want to know why things are the way they are. So here in episode number 25 of our King and Kingdom series, where we are learning about ourselves as spiritual kings, spiritually, and about our rulership. Where did it come from? And we've been working through some scriptures that were spoken to a man named Isaiah. Isaiah was a mouthpiece, sort of speaking. God couldn't talk to most of humanity at the time, but he could talk to Isaiah. As Isaiah wrote down in his letters that became books of the authorized King James Bible called Isaiah. And we have been working through the verses in Isaiah 60, which are powerful. We're going to get to Isaiah 61 and 62 also. But you have to learn this God of the Bible, this God that most of us pray to, is a God of prophetic talk. He speaks to us in a language that is sort of hidden from us. It's futuristic, it's now, it's a way of storytelling, because even if we are believers in him, we don't have a lot of knowledge and can't understand at what is going on. So here we're going to pick up in Isaiah 60. We've been working through it. In the last episode, we had taught on Isaiah 14. Go back and listen. I'm a very slow teacher. Sometimes I may get stuck on one word that I have to explore, look up, get the different definitions of. So here we're going to pick up in Isaiah 60, verse 15. I'm hoping to get to also verse 16. Now remember, this is God prophetically speaking about us in a strange language. He had to talk to humanity, and still does, in many ways that are sort of the natural world. Because a lot of times, mostly, the natural world is a covering for the spirit realm. It is an expression through its elements of the natural world of what is happening spiritually. And so sometimes people have to look at it. And at this time in humanity's existence, we had not yet been spiritually reconnected back to this God who wants to live and work and have a temple and a holy of holies inside of our spirit, each and every one of us. But that wasn't the case at the time of Isaiah. He could speak to us in ways. He could come to us in person if he wanted to. He could come through angels, visions, dreams. He could have animals talk to us. He could use nature to help us. So here in Isaiah 60, we're going to pick up in our studying in verse number 15. Now remember, this is God speaking, prophesying, decreeing, declaring what is to happen to humanity in the future when they get reconnected, come back alive, sort of speaking, come back in as the offspring and the children of him after some work is done He tells us what is going to happen. So here in episode number 25, which I have entitled Prophetic Works of God to Humanity, so that we would know, and now was coming, the days of the King and the kingdom of heaven on earth. Wasn't here yet. Just the God prophetically was speaking the future to us and trying to help us understand it by using the world of the natural so we could understand. All right. Verse number 15 of Isaiah 60 out of the Authorized King James Bible. I use that particular version because it has no commentaries. It's just the straight translated words out of Hebrew, Greek, maybe Aramaic. And then I have my Strong's Concordance and my Webster's Dictionary. And then if I still don't understand, God will help me either through nature, through dreams, through visions, maybe through cartoons, children's books, through other ways, through other videos or movies or songs or artwork or poetry or statues, or maybe just by looking at ants. God will help me to understand, depending on where I am in my maturity, my growth of understanding. All right, Isaiah 60, verse 15. God is telling Isaiah what is to happen to humanity. So let's listen. Whereas you have been forsaken, God is saying to Isaiah, to humanity, and hated. What did that mean? That meant the spirit part of us had been forsaken by God. And we drew the hatred of God for a while because we had now become spiritually dead to Him and spiritual offspring of another, of lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We were more the children of Satan, the spiritual adversary of God. And we were hated because of that nature. But God had a plan. Of course, we didn't really know all of that at this time, but we kind of have it now. And He says, you had been forsaken and were hated, so that no man went through you. What does that mean? That means people are to be coming through you, to you, understanding you. You're to be having some sort of gifts or fruit that they're to come and take. And your words and your actions are to be going sort of into them so that they can understand something far beyond their understanding. But this God to Isaiah said, I will make you an eternal excellency. So it's nothing that you can do, not anything that a political party can do, nothing that biological DNA bloodlines, your birth situation, what family you were birthed into, what country you are in. You can't do anything to make yourself a spiritual excellency. In His eyes, in God's eyes, we're already dead to Him. We are someone else's children. He had a plan, and that plan was somebody in the form of a lamb who was innocent of everything was going to die for all of humanity to wash away all this sins. And what does that mean? Sin was a transgression of the law. You were a lawbreaker, and you had been put in prison, sort of speaking, found guilty. Somebody has to pay the penalty. And a lamb came many thousands of years after Isaiah. And God would accept that blood, that sacrifice, to forgive all of humanity's spirit so they could come home to him. I, the Lord God, is telling Isaiah, will make you, humanity, an eternal, okay, excellency. Now, there is a difference between the natural world and the eternal world. That the natural world is one realm, but it does have death in it. Plants die, animals die, stars in the sky, and the universe die. Humans die, ideas die, countries die, buildings die. That's right. But our eternity is forever. And he is saying, I will make you a forever excellency and a joy of many generations. So he is the one who's going to do the work to humanity. He is the one that's going to make us different in eternity. He's going to make us excellent, a joy for many generations, for many people. He is. Nothing you can do, no amount of prayers, no amount of sacrifices, no amount of begging, no amount of living your life through fasting and prayer, no amount of being born in the right bloodlines, no amount of righteousness can you do to cause yourself to be an eternal, excellent creature. A joy of many generations. Verse number 16. You, O humanity, shall suck, that means drink, take in the milk of the Gentiles. What does that mean? You'd have to understand what milk is. It's the nourishment to grow of the Gentiles. The Gentiles at this time were non-Jewish people, non-believers in the Jewish kings and the Jewish nation. But they were the ones who he wants to get. So we were going to be doing something from the Gentiles. Milk was considered growth. So he is saying that humanity is going to do something. Does that mean in the natural? No. Probably means in the eternal. And you shall suck, drink in the breast of kings. What is that? It means you'll be nursing from kings. Well, how a king is a man, isn't it? It can be. They don't have any milk. They don't have a breast where you can lay there and drink milk. It means something different. The breast of kings means you will drink in the milk, the foundational nourishment of kings. You have to drink from the identity of a king. Okay? That means leadership, rulership. Doesn't mean a male. It means your identity of authority and dominion spiritually. And he goes on in verse 16 to say, and you shall know that I, the Lord, that means owner and master, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. He was relating himself to humanity, saying he, nobody else, is our Savior. What do we got to be saved from? Death. Spiritual death. And our Redeemer, the Redeemer is the person who redeems you, gets you back from death. He has a way to redeem you spiritually, eternally from death. Maybe rebirth you. The Mighty One of Jacob. Jacob was the person's name before it became Israel. Jacob was sort of the flesh creature, and he had to die. And that's the more teaching that you have to get into. But here in verse 16, We're learning a lot about ourselves, our condition. What does God says He is going to do for us? How He's going to help us? How He is going to sort of redeem us? And what some of that is going to look like? These would just be two wonderful scriptures just to stay on for months. And to look up each word, get a history, study that. That's how I've had to learn how to study. So here in our King and Kingship Leadership Training series, we're learning that first we have to be redeemed. Somebody's got to help us here. And somebody has to have a plan to sort of get us back on the right track. And then provide us with nutrients and milk and closeness and teaching. And provide us with the proper education to develop into who we're supposed to be spiritually. And He is saying, I, not anybody else, is going to do this. And I'm going to do this with your spirit. For I am the Lord, your Savior and your Redeemer. It's me. So Isaiah is learning some deep things about humanity, humanity's condition, how it needs help, who's going to help it, how that help is going to come, and then some of the things we have to learn, all about us being kings and how we're going to learn that. So I want to end here in this episode of number 25 of our King and Kingship series, our leadership development, with just these two scriptures out of Isaiah 60. So we can just ponder here and think. I want you to get your Bible or however you do it, write it out, look up the words in the Webster's Dictionary, study maybe just the one word, Lord. Then maybe Savior, maybe Redeemer, the word Mighty One, Excellency, Eternal. Study words. Learn to take lots of notes. Get lots of paper and pencils or pen. You can use your phone or your laptop, it doesn't matter. But study and write. All right, we will pick up in our next episode with probably verse number 17. Of Isaiah 60, and we'll keep working, and then we're going to do Isaiah 61 and 62. Excellent. Once I found these, I had an idea of who I was, how it needed to change, who was going to do the changing, how bad a situation I was, what my condition was, and what a future looked like for me from this Lord, this God, this one who was going to be my Savior and my Redeemer. All right, I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye. This is Pastor Deborah.